that they like, and then they give us a call. So every client gets a menu delivered with their meal
following
month.
Okay. Like, just as an example, let's look at today's menu, May 23rd. Broccoli cheddar soup. That's yesterday. Navy bean soup. Lasagna roll with sauce. Meatballs with sauce. Italian vegetable blend. Mixed green salad. Garlic bread and a cannoli. Wow, that's... Is Tuesdays Italian nights, or?
Well, that we try.
Well, actually, I'm looking. Yeah, maybe. Last week it was Italian sauces, Italian style potatoes.
We do try and make the menu as varied, you know, as possible. Just because, again, if you're a senior at home and, you know, you kind of look forward to this meal, so we try and make it as appetizing.
Yeah, well, I'm looking next Tuesday's also Italian eggplant rollantini, ziti with sauce. Italian green beans, Italian bread, cheesecake.
It does look like Tuesdays for the month of May. We're focused on Italian.
Yeah, that's, you know, it just happened to, you know. But, yeah, there's Hungarian goulash and chickpea salad and Salisbury steak and pumpernickel bread. And, you know, it's all over the place. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of variety. And one person, one dietitian or one nutritionist,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Oversees all this?
She does. She designs the menu, and then we submit it to the caterer, and then they, send that food out.
So, the people up in – that's all handled up in Kearney. She makes the menu, and they deal with all that?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they give us lists of you know,
the items that they have on hand.
Exactly. They do their soup cycle. So as far as the soups, that they have set.
Okay.
So we're not asking for those specific soups. They're the soups that the caterer, the chef, has made their own cycle.
Okay.
So that's where the
Now what – I mean, the portion size. I mean, how – I mean, is it what's the size of a port? Is it like if you're like in a hospital bed and here's like what you're getting, is it basically
– Right. Well, it's like nutritionally designed as far as like a half cup of the vegetable and a half cup of the starch and then a 3 to 4 ounce portion of the protein. So it's really, you know, driven by like dietary guidelines.
Oh, okay. Based on how old they may be, is that
or just what a healthy portion is per meal?
Okay,
right.
Without overdoing it,
right, right.
I mean, that's, you know, there's a, you know, and if you're turning 60, and if you want to at least drive to the location, you get a pretty decent meal there.
Absolutely, come.
It's better than going to, you know. Well, we're not mentioning any place.
Definitely come by the Lambertville or the Flemington site.
Now, what are the what are the addresses of the three physical locations?
Our Lebanon site operates out of the Church of the Holy Spirit, which is 3 Haytown Road.
Now, they have the daily lunches too?
They can, yes.
Okay.
We're there not quite a year at that location. We've moved our North County site. So each site is... you know, available for, say, dining in.
And you have to let them know a day before.
Yes. And then the Flemington site is at the Senior Center, which is 4 Gaunt Place in Flemington in the county buildings. And
which
then
is right by the hospital.
Right. Our Lambertville site is in the Hibernia Apartments, 25 Main Street in Lambertville.
The Hibernia Apartments. I mean,
yes. On Main Street. It's an apartment, a senior apartment complex.
Oh, okay.
And we're downstairs in the kitchen dining area.
Oh, that's convenient.
That's where our program is.
Mm-hmm. And where the main location you guys are at?
The office is at 5 Walter Ferran Boulevard.
And the phone number?
908-284-0735.
And once again, the website address
is mowih.org.
That's Meals on Wheels in Hunterton at IH. We're wondering what that means.
Exactly.
And Meals on Wheels in Hunterton, it can be found on Facebook. I cannot believe it's 257. I'm not sure what we did or didn't talk about, but we said, I mean, I definitely want you back on my. I definitely want Meals on Wheels back on the show if Joanne wants to be the guest. I know Regina was a little hesitant of coming on. He's like, what can I talk about? And may I want somebody else to come with me? And I mean, you guys, there's plenty to talk about.
Absolutely.
I mean, we barely tipped the iceberg of the information that I had that we could have went. Actually, we're sort of out of time. I can't even. But if you wanted to donate, you could go to the website. Or you want to volunteer, go to the website. We are out of time. I'd like to once again thank Joanne McLeese of the Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon County for coming on. Congratulations on selling out with a couple of days to go. And I'm going to be very jealous of the first, second, or third place winners that I didn't even get a chance to get a ticket.
All right. Well, thanks, Gary. I've had fun, and I'd be happy to come back anytime.
Well, I will glad to have you on again, sort of in my loop, because it's a great organization. It's about helping people in the county with food, and you know, you got the food pantries sort of in one direction, and you're sort of in the other way, and you know, it's. You know, it's amazing how many people are involved with this. Mm-hmm. Getting the meals and preparing the meals and delivering the meals. I mean, it's, you know, it's a well-oiled machine.
Exactly.
Okay, well, we are out of time, and I will, not sure if I will see you next week. It's the Tuesday after Memorial Day. To be determined.
Okay, thank you.
But we will see you next time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Radio News with Audrey Strong.
Mr. Koskinen did not tell the truth to Congress. He provided false testimony and failed to comply with the subpoena. He could have prevented evidence from being destroyed, but he didn't.
Republicans setting the stage for the attempted impeachment of IRS Commissioner John Koskinen. In a House hearing, Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz accused Koskinen of misconduct in the aftermath of the IRS targeting scandal. The scandal involved the IRS targeting of conservative groups seeking tax-exempt status. Michigan Democrat John Conyers said the House Republican effort to impeach Koskinen is misguided.
It arises, sad to say, from the worst partisan instincts. It is not based in...
Big C, coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Huntington kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Huntington County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
One of the wonderful organizations here in Huntington County. And I do have a guest in the studio, being that this is a show about food in Huntington County. This organization is a perfect fit, and I have wanted them on my show for a while. And to make things even better, their annual fundraiser is really a perfect fit about food. I will introduce my guest, then we'll have to go to weather. But let me introduce Joanne McCleese, the Assistant Director of Meals on Wheels in Huntington County. Joanne, thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
You have a wonderful fundraiser that I just found out that was sold out, but we're going to get to it, but I sort of got out of my order here. We need to go to the weather first. Let me – today's weather, if it's Tuesday, it's probably going to rain. And scattered showers this afternoon and thunderstorms, mainly before 2 p.m. Don't think so. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 84. Thursday, high near 88. 86 on Friday, and then mostly cloudy or partly sunny on Saturday, 86. Sunday, partly sunny at 84. So we go from sweatshirts to air conditioning, a matter of like one day. It's just crazy weather here. And
lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, we're back. A little off with the format there. This is Gary Malgeri, Huntington Food Scout. And in the studio with me today is Joanne McCleese, the Assistant Director of Meals on Wheels in Huntington County. We are going to talk about their annual raffle that I found out just sold out yesterday, which is great. We're going to go, even though it's sold out, we're still going to talk about it. It's unbelievable what is being offered, or what was being offered, if you had the chance to get a ticket, of the restaurants here in Huntington County. Even though it's sold out, let me just run down a little bit about what it's about, and then I'll let Joanne get into it. We have a ton to talk about. I made an outline of things to talk about, and probably enough for two shows. So let me just run down. I've spoken about this in past shows when just running down events happening, but Meals on Wheels in Huntington. I better put my glasses on so I don't misread. Meals on Wheels in Huntington, your Meals on Us 2016 raffle fundraiser offers a chance to win gift certificates to some of Huntington County's best restaurants. Three prizes will be awarded with a total value of $1,000. The cost of a single raffle ticket was $20, and only 750 tickets were sold, and they were sold out yesterday, and I'm quite disappointed because I was planning on purchasing two tickets today. We'll get into the restaurants that are participating and more about the raffle in itself, but we could let's just talk about Meals on Wheels first, what it's all about. Even though most people probably know what it's about, you're providing meals by driving the food to place, to various places. But let's just get started. Wherever you want to start, you know, how do you, Meals on Wheels, what's it all about?
Sure. Meals on Wheels is, I guess, an umbrella term for home-delivered senior nutrition programs. Here in Hunterdon, we've been in existence since 1973.
Okay.
And we've been delivering meals on approximately 22 designated delivery routes throughout the county.
So that means 22 drivers per day?
Per day.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. Times that by five. And we have quite a bit of volunteers out on the road delivering our meals.
Do they have little magnets on the side of their cars?
Or you know, good question. In the past, we have given them magnets to kind of identify them as they pull over, you know, next to the curb or into driveways. We don't kind of use them much anymore, but they are out there.
Wow. What's the average households that they each driver goes to?
Each delivery route could have anywhere from an average of maybe 4 to 10 clients.
Wow.
That they're driving to.
And that's on a daily basis?
Yes. Yes. We serve about 200 home-delivered meals a day, and that is from the North County right down to South Lambertville. If you live in Hunterdon County, you're over 60 years of age and are basically homebound, we can deliver a meal to you.
By being homebound, is that, do they have to prove something?
Well, no, because homebound really can have a broader sense in that people who maybe have been discharged from the hospital and they need to recoup,
right,
and they're not able to get out to cook,
right,
or prepare a meal even, that can be homebound. Some of our clients are people whose spouse may have passed away, and if the spouse really was the major cook in the house, and then an elderly person in their 80s who've never really prepared their own food, and it's really something that nutritionally wise they could benefit,
sure,
from a home delivered meal, you know, that's who can be a client as
well. Oh, so I mean, somebody could just go on temporarily, even,
yes,
for like a short,
for respite, definitely. If they have had surgery or they've had an illness and they're really not back on their feet, we can help out and deliver those meals until they're...
Well,
you know.
Well, that's funny. Well, I won't be 60 till the end of the year, but just by coincidence, I had surgery 2 weeks ago. And it was the same day my wife was flying down in North Carolina to get my daughter to, you know, drive home from college. So I was actually home for 3 days by myself. But we were well prepared. My wife had cooked many things, from meatloaf to lasagna to whatever. I had more than enough left food to – all I had to do was, like, reheat it. So I had carpal tunnel. So I was – just using one hand was quite easy. But that's nice to know.
Personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use,
Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamber.com. Got a little delay, a little technical glitch going on there. Sorry for the issue. But we're back and we're ready to go. First things first, we are having a heat wave. Need to get you history, today in history. Find out what's going on for this day, which is the last day of May. And our lead story. Lead story is 1859. The famous tower clock known as Big Ben, located at the top of 320-foot St. Stephen's Tower, rings out over the Houses of Parliament in Westminster, London, for the first time on this day in 1859. Don't know if everybody knew that it was St. Stephen's Tower. We've always heard the Towers of London, and we always know it's Big Ben, but never really understood there was St. Stephen's. 1775 on this day, the committeemen of Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, meet and respond to the news of the battles of Lexington and Concord, the first battles of the American Revolution, with a series of 20 patriotic resolutions. This meeting gave rise to a lasting historical myth better known than the event itself. In 1819, the Raleigh Register published a document that it claimed was the Mecklenburg Declaration of Independence from May 20, 1775. Controversy continues regarding the declaration's authenticity, but it is likely that the so-called declaration was a misstated and edited version of the resolves that were actually recorded on May 31st. In 1929, after 2 years of exploratory visits and friendly negotiations, Ford Motor Company signs a landmark agreement to produce cars in the Soviet Union on this day in 1929. In 1862, as part of the Peninsula Campaign, Confederate forces strike UN troops at the Battle of Seven Pines, known as Fair Oaks, in Virginia. During May 1862, the Army of the Potomac, under the command of George B. McClellan, slowly advanced up the James Peninsula after sailing down the Chesapeake Bay by boat. Confederate commander Joseph Johnston had been cautiously backing his troops up the peninsula in the face of the large Union force, giving ground until he was in Richmond perimeter. When the rebels had backed up to the capital, Johnston sought an opportunity to attack McClellan and halt his advance. 1988, President Ronald Reagan ends his first trip to Moscow in his fourth summit meeting with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev on notes of both frustration and triumph. Although there were no breakthroughs or agreements on substantive issues, the great communicator, as Reagan was known in the United States, was a hit with Soviet audiences. In 2005, a W. Mark Felt's family ends 30 years of speculation, identifying Felt, the former FBI assistant director, as Deep Throat, the secret source who helped unravel the Watergate scandal. The Felt family's admission, made in an article in Vanity Fair magazine, took legendary reporters Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, who had promised to keep their source's identity a secret until his death, by surprise. Tapes show that Nixon himself had speculated that Felt was the secret informant as early as 1973. In 1889, the South Fork Dam collapses on this day, causing a flood in Johnston, Pennsylvania, which kills more than 2,200 people. In 1962, near Tel Aviv, Israel, Adolf Eichmann, the Nazi SS officer who organized Adolf Hitler's final solution of the Jewish question, was executed for his crimes against humanity. In 1896, in what was regarded as a setback for the Middle East peace process, Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres is narrowly defeated in national elections by Likud party leader Benjamin Netanyahu. Peres, leader of the Labor Party, became prime minister in 1995 after Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated by a right-wing Jewish extremist. In 1977, the BBC bans the Sex Pistols' God Save the Queen. In 1988, on this day, three U.S. presidents in three different years take significant steps toward ending the Cold War. In 1988, President Ronald Reagan met with Soviet General Secretary Mikhail Gorbachev for a four-day summit. 2 years to the day after Reagan's 1988 visit, and just about a year after the 1989 demolition of the Berlin Wall, Reagan's successor, George H.W. Bush, met with Gorbachev in the United States to discuss the reunification of East and West Germany. Bush and Gorbachev outlined a plan that would unite the separate communist and democratic spheres into one nation not seen since World War II. And in 1994, President Bill Clinton pledged continued cooperation with Russia in a New World Order, declaring that the U.S. would no longer point nuclear missiles at Russia, ending the antagonism and fear of mutually assured destruction that characterized the half-century-long Cold War between the two superpowers. And finally, in sports, on this day, 1997, Illa Borders becomes the first woman to pitch in a minor league baseball game when she enters a game in relief for the St. Paul Saints of the Northern League. Mike Veek, son of famous baseball impresario and former and promoter Bill Veek, owned the Saints and signed Borders to garner publicity for the team and the Northern League, an independent minor league not affiliated with Major League Baseball. Borders, though, was more than an attraction. She could throw strikes, and she went on to pitch in the Northern League for 3 years. That is Today in History from History.com for last day of May, 2016. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. Started the heat wave by letting her seat wave, and in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Gee, her anatomy made the bakery jump to 93. Yes, sir, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves that thermometer proves that she certainly can.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterton on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterton Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterton Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
USA Radio News with John DeMester.
Striking Verizon workers set to return to work tomorrow. Nearly 40,000 East Coast workers walking off the job in mid-April. Their union says the tentative deal includes nearly 11% in pay raises over the next 4 years. Yesterday morning, the president pays tribute to American service members who gave their lives in the fight for freedom. When he spoke at Arlington National Cemetery, he says Memorial Day is special each year.
I'm honored to be with you once again. We pay our respects as Americans to those who gave their lives for us all.
The president saying that the white grave markers belong to young Americans who never lived to be honored as veterans for their service. Severe weather still threatening the central United States. At least 9 people dying from flooding in Texas since last Friday. It's not over for much of the plains either, as more heavy rain expected throughout the week. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Eric, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on progressivism's appeal and danger.
Progressivism has been powerful for two kinds of reasons. First of all, its promise is a very high promise. It claims that it can put everything right. And the second thing is, it draws on modern science for a lot of its authority, and modern science is very powerful. Modern science cured polio. Modern science put a man on the moon. The question is, what do you do with the power? If you give absolute power or excessive power to a bunch of people, over time, they're very likely to abuse it. Remember, the richest country in the history of man in peacetime has assembled a debt larger than any in history. And it is getting to the place now where it's not going to be able to afford to go on.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
The debate over the death of a zoo gorilla who threatens a toddler continues. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
What they had to do had to be done.
That's famed animal expert Jack Hanna weighing in to the debate over the killing of a gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo on Saturday. Authorities shooting the 400-pound gorilla to protect a 4-year-old boy who'd fallen into the enclosure. Hanna says the zoo did the right thing.
These animals, these field silverback males, the power they have, they can take a green coconut and squish it like a marshmallow. The animal's power is beyond belief.
But thousands have signed a Change.org petition condemning the killing and demanding that the boy's parents be held accountable for not watching their child closer. PETA is criticizing action as well, noting it wouldn't have happened if gorillas weren't being held at zoos.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders busy campaigning in California ahead of the June 7th primary. He stopped by the Oracle Arena in Oakland Monday night to watch a basketball game. This is USA Radio News.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Well, Donald Trump will reveal today which veterans group benefited from his January fundraising event. It raised about $6 million, but media outlets have been unable to track how the money was spent. It's also not clear how much of the money was personally donated by the Republican presidential candidates. The Libertarian Party has announced their presidential nominee, USA Radio's Anthony Lucero with more.
Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson is again the Libertarian Party candidate for president. Johnson told Fox News that he's fiscally conservative.
Bill Weld was also nominated this weekend as my vice presidential candidate. So we are two governors that have served in heavily blue states as Republicans. So we're small government guys, but we're also socially liberal.
The party's candidate won the nomination on the second ballot on Sunday. Delegates also took two ballots to nominate Johnson's vice presidential running mate, former Massachusetts Governor William Weld. Johnson expects 2016 to be a breakthrough year for the Libertarian Party. I'm Anthony Lucero.
The Delaware National Guard Reserve Center is now named after Vice President Joe Biden's son. Biden spent Memorial Day in Newcastle, where the Delaware National Guard unveiled new signs honoring Major Joseph R. Beau Biden III. Beau Biden enlisted in 2003, was deployed to Iraq in 2008. He served two terms as the Attorney General of Delaware and died last May at the age of 46. I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
It's time for 100 Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Counter for our five regional high schools and our two minor league baseball teams. We are in the midst of the playoffs for the summer or the spring season. Start off with Del Valle, who had a 6-5 victory over Monmouth on the 26th. In baseball, Hunton Central, a win in boys golf over Ridge, 160-163, 2-1 victory over Old Bridge in baseball, and an 18-7 loss in girls lacrosse to Bridgewater Raritan on the 26th. Also on the 26th, North Hunton defeats Elizabeth, score of 5-1. South Hunterdon, no scores. Voorhees, a loss to Pingree in boys golf. The score, 154-166. Moves us on to the calendar. We're getting back into the playoff mode. A.L. Johnson travels to Del Valle today at 4 p.m. Edison will be at Hunterdon Central at 4 p.m. In softball, Voorhees will be at Governor Livingston at 4, and East Brunswick will be at Hunterdon Central. The Hunterdon Central Ridge track and field meet for boys has been canceled. However, the girls is happening at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday the 1st, there was a girls lacrosse varsity sectional finals, but that has been canceled, so there's nothing on the score on the docket for that. The next calendar is June 3rd, Friday, and track and field, Voorhees is at North Burlington Regional at 2:30. Over at Egg Harbor Township High School, the Hunterdon Central plans to be there for track and field, both boys and girls, and Voorhees is going to be there as well. And on the 4th, more track and field, same information, 10 and 11 boys, track and field, Voorhees at North Burlington Regional at 11 a.m., Central is going to be at Egg Harbor Township and High School. The rest of the playoffs, I guess, pending what's going to happen today.